This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. More than 609,000 people have died from COVID-19 globally, approximately 141,000 in the United States and more than 80,000 in Brazil. The number of infections globally is 14.6 million, more than 3.8 million in the U.S. and more than 2.1 million in Brazil. There's encouraging news in the global battle against the coronavirus pandemic. A vaccine being developed by Oxford University researchers shows early promise in a fight against it. The results from the vaccine generated both antibody and T-cell immune responses, which are hoped to be key to stopping an infection. Chinese researchers also published a study Monday of their own experiment of coronavirus vaccine. The study showed modest positive results. China approved the use of its vaccine for its military in June. And meanwhile, the World Health Organization is raising alarms at the spread of COVID-19 in Africa. It's warning that South Africa's surging numbers could be a precursor for outbreaks across the continent. Until recently, Africa has remained relatively unscathed by the pandemic compared to the surge. Advisors to U.S. President Donald Trump and congressional Democrats are set to discuss the next steps in responding to the coronavirus crisis on Tuesday. This is congressional responses, and Republicans say they were working on a $1 trillion relief bill. In a meeting Monday at the White House, Republican lawmakers and administration officials said they were making progress toward fresh legislation aimed at cushioning the heavy economic toll of the pandemic. Lawmakers have less than 2 weeks to hammer out a new relief package before enhanced unemployment benefits run out for tens of millions of American workers made jobless by the coronavirus pandemic. And again, more than 609,000 people have now died from COVID-19 globally. In the United States, that number is